The pasuk says, "Ashrei adam aflachi tomit, umakshini boy liboy yipol bara." So we're in the middle of this. So Shrei praiseworthy to be mefached. Whereas if someone who's not mefached is makshini boy, he's stubborn and he hardens his heart, and he's going to fall into evil or into bad ways. That's exactly where we just started this. So right in the middle of the paragraph here, makshini boy yipol bara. Ha'omer belibo is someone who doesn't have this pachad. He says, "Kol hashlam tichet shuvasi." Einenu mishtadol tavad lasting madregu sechul v'lohoisit v'nafsho yiva. Yonesh al ze ki hu rom levov. This guy is obviously a bit of a he's a balgaiva. He's rom levov. What do you mean? He's so shorn in himself. Einenu makir magras nafsho. He doesn't realize the weakness of his nefesh. Like before, he doesn't realize how much the degree of or how exactly the degree to which we're meant to rechayv to serve Hashem Yisbarach. Like I said in the beginning, that if you would realize in the beginning of the Dago, he said, which is spoiling the goydel avoda sabayr on its roof. Someone who is, if you stop and think, understand how much the goydel avoda sabayr that you're mechuyev to do, and you'll know it, how terrible it is to rebel against him. So you'll know how much you do is not enough. So you're saying, hey, this person is such a someone who doesn't do this is obviously balgaiving. So he thinks he doesn't need to do anything. He doesn't realize how weak and insignificant he is, and how much he's meant to do for kafuah to the Shabbat. And so he's going to be yonish of that. So, it's, we have to realize here that when we're learning the Benyamin, it's not only just to know what to do. It's also we see we have to have the right mindset. It's something else we have to think in the right way. We're so used to thinking in a certain way that sometimes we even realize that we're going in the wrong path here. Yeah, we're so used to thinking everything that we've been reading till now. Okay, we understand. Maybe that's what we're going to do. These are all Milas, like we said before, maybe, you know, you want to be chassidus, you want to make sure to get to that top level of tshuva, so you'll work on yourself, and you'll try and have this charata, and you'll have this yoga, and you'll have this dago. Well, it seems here that's we're looking at things wrong. It's not that somebody who does this thing, oh wow, say that, he's a big tzaddik. Say that for normal people, we're not yet onto that madriga. It's not pshat. So the normal, natural, if we would be normally spiritually healthy and emotionally healthy people, then it would be very natural for us to think in that way. Someone who doesn't think in this way, see, he's Ram Levov, he's a Baldaiva, he's lost in the place, heard from the apostle, from Makshe Liboy. A normal person, once you've done an Avera, that's the way you should think. If you're Makshe Liboy, someone who hardens his heart, if he's a Balgaiva, then obviously he's not going to think that way. I'll give you a mashal, it's a very simple mashal. Say someone who, let's just transfer this to a physical illness instead of a spiritual one. Like someone who is unwell, someone who has a heart attack. The doctor tells him, he's going to make sure, he's going to change his ways. He had a heart attack, and his cholesterol was too high, so he's going to watch what he eats. So now, okay. Somebody who has an accident or stroke and he's now needs physiotherapy, right? He can't function as he did before. So he's going to go every day and work on himself to try and build himself back up strong again. And as we said, he'll also make sure not to do the things which brought about this in the first place, right? No one's going to say, if you see every day he's doing his physiotherapy and he's working himself and he's doing his exercises to strengthen his muscles again, and you're going to say, oh, okay, calm down. Every single day you're doing this. You know, you have to be normal. I mean, you have to live your life. You have to do other things as well. You can't. Obviously not. Right? But when it comes to the spiritual illnesses, then we don't think that way. Right? He's got this stain on his stomach. So the natural thing should be to think, if we would be normal, straight thinking people, be okay. So I've ruined Manshama, so now I'm going to work on myself every day to get rid of this, and I'm going to make sure that I'll do it again.
But now I would like to ask a question, because we need to answer this. Why people?
Right. So partly,
there.
Yeah. So
for
first of all, Right, the truth is, because we've been in Golos for so many years, or even since Rabbeinu Yonah, we've been a thousand years in Golos, so we've let me answer your question. So we've lost our, I think it's not surreal, but it's obviously it's not as real, this is not as real.
Oh,
as
that's as real, in Gatna, that's all.
Right.
That's all, but
So the way we make it more real is the way we keep learning it. Part of the learning it is right. So the more we learn it, the more integrate it, or more we internalize it. Yeah, that will automatically affect style. Will hopefully start thinking better. Once we start thinking in the right way, that will hopefully automatically in some way affect the way we act as well.
Very important to understand what means to think right way. Think right way, not to remember your everyday what he recommends.
I'm saying this is the natural way of thinking. The more you learn it, in some session with any thing that you learn it properly and not just Shakespeare stick, that will automatically affect the way that you're thinking.
First of all, you need to every day remind you that there is God.
Right,
it's not all this best. Never you will do anything.
No, I don't agree with that. Because
explained. You see result. You see, it is why I call normal people.
Right.
You deal with sick people.
Right.
Don't say normal.
So, Charles Lanzer says, when you learn the Musa, every time you learn it properly, you're not just reading it, obviously, without thinking what you're saying. Any person who, the more you think about these things properly, and the more you work through these things, so every time you do it, it has a tiny, tiny, tiny effect. And more you do it, and it builds up, and eventually that has an effect.
There was a rabbi, it's very good conversation, it was very good. There was a rabbi, who was Rosh Hashiva Mahon Shlom. You heard about Yeshiva Mahon Shlom?
Yes.
Rabbi Rosenbaum. And when Rabbi Rosenbaum recruit people to this issue, he put one condition. If you do not believe there's God, I'm not interested in you. I'm not in business.
Okay.
If you not believe there's God, I'm not interested in you. You're not coming to my Yeshiva. Everything above this. Right now, even Musar, when you look, it's absolutely waste. Entertainment, if there's no God.
Right, so okay.
It's pure entertainment, very nice. You can talk during Shabbos with your family, how it's nice. But it's waste, no God. And we, even not assume, wake us in the middle of the night. There is God. Oh, he's in control. Then check what you're doing every day, and you will. I'm not talking about human, I said you. And you will discuss that you do not believe God at all. Maybe a couple of minutes a day. Even you diving so called this Kavana, you just don't believe.
Right, so I think we were here, we switched roles here. I'm actually less of a pessimist than you are in this way. I understand people, I think most people, obviously, most understand, and also most people believe in God, right? It's just Yedata Yoyim Ashwaith Levecha. Everybody has the idea. We're talking about people who have this idea. But if we have the idea, but it stays as a knowledge, we have to Ashwaith Levecha.
I would like to tell you, when somebody works for General Motors, he doesn't need 20 shu'urim that there's a president of General Motors, and he'll be out. What? Why do we need this? You can read it.
So we don't. It's not part of of who we are. We have. That's what we're saying. You're asking much with the vehicle. We have an idea, but we have to work on ourselves to bring that idea into to internalize that idea and make it part of our national consciousness. I was thinking the other day. Let's say of what you're saying. Even if we know some things are true, but that's not necessarily as part of right. At any time of the day. We were talking last time about, you know, how often you have to be thinking about this, think about it the whole day. So I was trying to say, it's not you have to actually positively be thinking about it and not be able to do anything else. I'm saying when you're walking down the street, yes, you have a certain self-awareness, right? You know who you are. You know you're a person, you're married, you have a family. You don't have to, that's how you see yourself automatically. You don't have to actually positively think about it, right? So when you work on these things and the more we internalize them, so these things will also work. Well, I think what you're saying is you have to become part of our self-image, our self-awareness is who we are. Not just I'm a person. You see yourself. That's who I am. I'm a person. I'm a Yid. I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm someone who's here to do a certain thing, right? So the more we internalize these ideas, the more they become part of our subconsciousness. Right? Now, automatically affect the way that both we think, and which will lead on to the way we act as well. And so we don't have to go so far back. You know, there was a famous Abhisattva Sananta. How many years ago was it? 150 years ago. Said, Elul. Yeah, the Snubi Israel. Someone mentions the word Elul. People, anybody, not talking about the tzaddikim, someone, a normal guy in the street, to say Elul, starts shaking from fear.
Why?
Because we know, obviously, no Elul at the time of day. You're going to go out right there with you.
No. Because
right, so that was real for them.
Because,
right, so we saw something his time was saying.
Exactly right.
So he was saying again. He was saying in his time that I remember a time when it was obvious when it came at all that anybody would be afraid, and now he was saying people aren't afraid. They've lost that hergish hell. It's already been you eat sadeus, right? It's not so real to them. So now you can't even say that anymore, because now you say to somebody, try and explain to people, oh, in Elul, there was a time when, say, look at you if you're mad, what are you talking about? Right? So even, now we could say, right. Say, now we could say, there was a time when you could say that it meant being Israel different plus. Can't even say that anymore, right? So, but,
so, he writing that for us.
Who's any favor, right? So I'm saying that's another thing. You see, what we're learning this, we start, well, hopefully, that's a start getting more on the right track and what we're thinking as well.
Mm-hmm. Right? You see the example of my book. There's no difference in it. I haven't started the question yet. See the example of Michael brought, the yeshiva. Don't come here if you don't believe in God. That's not what he's talking about. Everybody will say, of course we do. Mm-hmm. He's saying, but to get it inside your body and understand it and your tissues, so that when the devil comes, you're really scared. That you have to work on that. It takes time. He's not going to reject people. He's not asking that question even. They've got to work on themselves to get that sensitivity. That's as
I thought. It's what for you. When you said, of course we do, it is very different.
Of course we do.
I'm saying
we do believe that there's a God.
Yes, that's right. Of course we do. And you go anywhere and drink, they'll all say, yeah.
But that is what I said. Everybody says yes, without any believing in it.
So that's what you said. You have to work on yourself to do it. But
it doesn't. First of all, you should not lie. And then already start to build.
But this example of the yeshiva doesn't say anything.
It said
nothing.
No, it said policy.
It said
nothing. Without this background, you cannot teach to it.
It's actually interesting. In the next piece, we'll see
right now, it's the same. Regardless, even if you don't give more.
Maybe say to them some deeper questions, that's fine. But the question on the top of it, the top level, is just basically saying, are you an agnostic or an atheist or not? That's a simple
I think way. Probably what he was saying was trying just to bring out this point, to find a sharp way. You know, I don't think he really meant that they didn't believe in God. He's trying to say that, bring out this point. It's not enough just to have the theoretical knowledge.
Yeah.
You have to live with your belief. Right. That's what he was trying to say. Yeah. At this point, Shtuma will be actually happens to be coincidentally in the next piece when he talks about himself.
No, because let me tell you why we start this conversation. I'm very upset with you as a normal person, when you say.
Right, no, so I'm saying we're not normal.
Because you cannot in hospital.
This right, you have to be asking.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what people think. That's normal. People call normal. It's like the Rambam says in Shmoneh Prakim. That's for healthy people. That's the one. When someone who is an ill person, they can have to act in, you know, the medicines which might be helpful for normal.
But 8 years, it is terrible to understand that we are normal.
Yes, I'm saying it's important to know.
Special time.
It's important to know. I'm saying it's important for us to know, not to forget what that people can get so used to the way of thinking. That's like how it's not done. Get used to the way of thinking, even though everyone thinks like that. But it's important to have that knowledge back in your mind that really, that's not the way it should be.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
Just a General Motors example, for example. Everybody knows a General Motors. Yeah, very good. Doesn't stop them from sneaking out and having a smoke and a shooting or going taking time off. It doesn't stop them. Because he doesn't internalise how much year he like that. He's the same.
Everything what depends on he will be kicked out of office. Nobody needs any
of that.
You accept some 1 or 2 idiots. No, I don't like to be fired. Sorry.
I don't need any.
Okay, so that's exactly what we're saying, Ms. Delphine, right? That's exactly what we're saying. It's where that even though it's what we feel is normal, right? Now people think, as we said, you know, it's a very important mitzvah. Take all other mitzvahs. You have to make sure you be normal.
This has like much
more. Right? So we have to know that while people are normal, that's not really. We have to know that tackle. Yeah, we're all maybe not as spiritually healthy as we should be. And Rabbeinu is saying that really, if you look at it properly, the way it should be, somebody who doesn't get to these darkas, is obviously you have to think of a reason why not. Obviously, he's a Balgai, he's being a Makshali boy, so that's why he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to make himself better. Okay, so let's see what he says here. So, we'll read again what he says here. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure exactly how to read this. So I'll tell you the two ways I have to understand this. He starts off these few lines till the end of the paragraph. Again, someone who's makshaliboy, he's stubborn, he doesn't do this, he's going to fall into bad ways.
Yes.
Right, so he explains. Someone who said, "I've done everything," he's going to get punished. Why is he going to get punished? He carries on. Because he's a Balgaiver. He seems to be saying he's going to get punished because he's a Balgaiver. He's such a Balgaiver. He doesn't know. He realizes how low he is. Also, doesn't realize how important it is for him, how he's meant to make sure all his actions are perfect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yisun hefshech b'nei Hashem. That's probably also part of the Rom Levov. Doesn't realize how much he's meant to be doing and how far he's fallen short. Right, that's the first thing. The gun, secondly, also. This guy is not doing the second thing either, right? He's not making sure that he's not going to fall into the Torah again. That's also because he's Rom Nevov. Well, that's the second thing.
It's
also part of a Gaiva.
Very huge Gaiva. When he said, this never will happen with me, there could not be bigger Gaiva.
Okay. Okay. One second.
Never, Hashem, forget about it. Your power very limited.
Okay, so one second. Right. So Gam Einenu Nishmal Miyitzro Ebrei Tomid. Okay, Nipol Biad Yitzro. So he's not going to save himself, guard himself in Yitzhahara. So he's going to obviously fall into Yitzhahara.
As a result of the fact that he shut the door,
So this is all one thing plus two things. He starts off saying Yon Eishal Zeh. You're going to get a punishment. What's the punishment he'll get? Yon. He starts off saying, this person doesn't do these things, he's going to be punished because he's wrongly involved.
There's always punished. There's no Epicurus in a cemetery. There's no. In the hospital. In the hospital, when you die, there's also very, very little room. Very little room. Said so there's no God.
Okay, alright. But say, so what's the Inish here? What is the punishment?
I think because you know, physical, mentally, whatever trouble.
So I don't know. Yeah, so I'm saying it looks like there's two ways of reading this. Some people, some of the Farshim explain it, it's all one thing. I'll tell you what the Mailan is. Each class got a Mailan Akhtar. He's saying, someone who doesn't do this is Makshali Boy. So Zippel Barah, so the Possum says, someone who doesn't do this is going to end up doing Avias. He starts with saying, someone who doesn't do this is going to be Onish all day or get a punishment. He's saying, that's what the Possum is saying. The Possum is saying, you're going to get an Onish. The positive thing, your Einish will have, since you're such a Balgaiver, you're going to be Yipel B'yad Yitzray. That's the Einish, that's your punishment you're going to get for being this Balgaiver, not guarding yourself. A very good Sravea. That means, since you're such a Balgaiver, it's an Einish, we'll call it an Einish, a punishment, the fact that you're going to fall B'yad Yitzray.
It's that punishment. It's not punishment.
It's a result.
When you don't know 2 plus 2 equals 4, and then you could not figure out how much change you need to get in Osho Rav, it's not punishment.
Okay, good. So I'll tell you the two ways of reading it. So I'll tell you the two ways of reading it. Some of the Farshim seem to say it's all, you have to read it all in one thing. Right? He's explaining the Pasuk. Makshaliboy, someone who's stubborn, so he's going to Yipel Barah. So he's going to be Yonei Shalzeh. That since he's not doing all these things, so people will be at straight. So why is that a punishment? He's saying it doesn't really mean a punishment. Or maybe, we said before, what you should do is you should daven to Hashem to help you. Right? So maybe it means Hashem won't help you. That will be the punishment. So he'll allow you to fall into the Yitzhar. Give it all as one thing. The matter then is, because where do you get this from? Yonish shall say, Yehoram Nezov. Very, he's explaining this pasuk. Makshelibay, because you're Makshelibay, that's why you're Pabura.
Before we talk about it, let's define your function.
Correct.
First of all, we need to define your. In other cases, we're talking about something you don't know what you're talking about. Punishment, I will define, you will correct. Punishment means that I create for you a situation uncomfortable.
Okay.
Right. And why it's called punishment? Because as a result of this, you need to understand that you did something wrong. Because if it's not, it's not just a punishment. Right now, when if, forget about right now, because in Brooklyn for a second, if somebody come on street and hit me by a hand, if you are not talking about me, I said, it's a punishment. No, what punishment? He just attacked me, he wound me, take me from whatever.
Right. Okay, but, all right, let me just get okay.
My father who give you slap. This is punishment.
Okay, right. So let me just say, so you could read it that way, or maybe he's saying, may not read it as two separate things.
Right.
He's saying, well, first of all, one thing will happen is since you're a Rom Nevo, you're such a Balgeiza, and you weren't worried, so you're on your shoulder there. I don't know, whatever the punishment is for whatever that punishment is, I don't know. And second of all, Gam, the second thing is Einen and Nishma Mitzray, since you weren't looking, you didn't guard yourself, so naturally the natural consequence will be that you'll be Yipul Biyad Yitzray. So the second half, that's explaining the Pasuk. Makshili Bo Yipul Bo. You didn't guard yourself, so obviously you're going to fall down and be neshal. And he's just adding in it, besides that, he's adding in it himself. That's the problem with this man, because he's some adding in it, besides that, he's saying himself, by the way, you're also going to get an, since you're such a Balgai, you're going to get an Oynish. So I hear the two Pshatim, he's saying two separate things, only the first part doesn't really say, it's not really an explanation of the Pasuk. And just the second half, and he means it's just a consequence. Oh, it's all one thing. And somehow or other, this people behind Yisroel is calling an Oynish.
Maybe I understand what you're saying. Tell us this. If today somebody said, I will keep you 2 years from coming on Shabbos, how you will see this person? 2 years, I will not let you to die on Shabbos. Probably, you will consider it fine. But for proof, thank you very much for letting me know.
Okay.
Right now,
okay, I think I get. I hear what you're getting.
Free from 7 to 8.
Right. But Tzomar Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give you a punishment to make you do Averis.
No, it's not going to happen. At least it depends on you. If you're very high level, this idea that you're falling further and further should terrify you. Maybe you cannot handle it. Maybe
Yonish doesn't mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you a punishment, you'll have something bad happen to you. That's what you're saying.
And it's
okay,
also
maybe
Kodesh Baruch Hu, but on more straight way.
Okay, so that's the two. I keep not sure which Peshat is here is the more likely one. I keep. So the Laila, I don't have any maybe machia between these two.
Like a joke in one family, and wife didn't talk to husband for months. It's real punishment. Your master is blessed. Okay, you understand? Totally different definition. Thank you very much, Ram.
Yeah. Okay.